Bunnings Pilot.
Hey, I'm holding a gun right now, and I'm a girl, and most of the times when we hold guns, people don't think we're going to know what to do with it, but guess what? Shoot you in the neck. Bang! Ah! Oh! Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Just like everything you find on Temu, this episode is absolute crap. But in the right hands, it could be worth something.
Absolutely. Also, there's probably a Chinese ripoff of our show already.
There already is. There absolutely is. It's Can We Add Jet Li? And you know what? It's pretty good.
It's great, actually.
It's actually really,
they're
really good.
They're smashing us in the ratings.
Really good.
Top 10 list.
Let's talk about today's movie, Wolf Creek.
The Australian cult classic from 2005.
Horror movie.
Horror movie starring John Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett's a pro wrestler. I keep telling you that.
John Jarrett. So, who used to be on Play School.
He also used to be on like Better Homes and Gardens or something. McLeod's Daughters, right?
Yeah, great actor.
Just a classic Australian lovely guy until he did this movie, and then he turned into the stuff of nightmares. If you don't know the movie, you're about to find out about it the hard way. He is just crazy. He's this intense classic outback killer. Kind of the story of like a fable, right? Australian fable is like, if you're on these long roads in the middle of nowhere, people like this exist and they'll kill you. And truth is, there is a little bit of truth to it as well.
I'm
not going to drop any names, but yeah, there's a few murderers out there that have done this in Australia.
Oh, I'll drop names. Ivan Milat and Bradley John Murdoch.
So this movie, critics 53%, audience 49%, roughly on par.
I would say that's harsh.
Yeah, I think it's deserving of 60%, maybe closer to a 70, but 60% for me. I enjoyed it. I thought I'd seen it before, but I hadn't. I enjoyed it watching it. It's scary as hell, but I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it's terrifying. When they followed it up with two sequels, one sequel and then a TV series, they kind of got a little bit less intense.
Well, they made him funny, right?
They made him funny. Yeah. A bit like, oh, he's on the loose again.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the first film was terrifying.
Like, terrifying.
Americans saw it and they thought, I'm never going to Australia.
And that's fair enough.
We don't want him here.
Here we go. Drawing a character, by the way. And these are the characters you have suggested on our Can We Add Arnie Facebook account or Instagram or wherever. And this is the character that will be randomly in this. Joey from Friends feeling flirty.
Oh, no. I don't even know how to do a Joey from Friends
accent. How you doing?
Yeah, you'll be Joey from Friends.
Well, I can be flirty. Look out for that one popping up organically, I'm sure. Synopsis, please, Corey.
Wolf Creek is an Australian horror film that follows three backpackers, Liz, Christy, and Ben, as they explore the remote outback in Western Australia. They encounter Mick Taylor, John Jarrett. Damn it.
Stop saying Jeff Jarrett or he will be in this. Slap nuts.
A seemingly friendly local who offers to help them when their car breaks down. Spoiler alert, Mick turns out to be a sadistic killer who tortures and hunts them.
Yeah, it's everything that you're afraid of when you're driving these huge trips. It's this random guy that kind of is nice and quirky and turns out to be an absolute psycho. And it is gory as hell.
Oh, it's horrifically gory.
Do you have any little fun facts on me, by the way? I know you like to sprinkle them in. Is there any fun facts about this movie?
I do actually have a couple of fun facts. So there's a pivotal scene, which we might get to later on in this episode, where Mick Taylor is torturing one of the backpackers in his shed.
Yep.
And so when they were filming this, they said, all right, what we'll do is everyone get out of the shot. We just want to film these two from like a little cracked window.
Yep.
In the torture scene. So the director cleared them all out and he called action and they began doing the scene. And after a minute, the director became convinced that John Jarrett had gone too far and that the other actress's cries for help were genuine.
Oh, really?
So he burst into the shed, called cut, and the actors are both like, what are you doing? We're nailing this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's so convincing. He's got this
terrifying,
weird, creepy laugh. It's, there's a... Oh, God. Oh, it's like he's here. But where can we add Arnie? There's not a lot of people in this one.
No, there's not. I think for starters, because you got, what is it? There's two British backpackers.
Yeah, with one Australian guy.
One Australian guy.
Yeah, and he's got the hots for one of them.
Do you think that he should be like the male backpacker?
Oh, Arnie's that guy.
Yeah.
And then the scene where they go to that random like outback
pub,
and he's just there and he has to deal with all the tough locals.
Yeah, yeah.
And then later we realize that, John Jarrett's been watching them. Mick Taylor's been watching them.
The whole time.
The whole time. Sneaky. Yeah, let's do that. Hey, ladies. Hey, how are we all doing? It's been a long drive, eh?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little bit tired, though.
Yeah, no, I understand. Hey, we're going to go into this place right now, maybe get ourselves a little drink, maybe go to the bathroom, and then we'll get back on the road, okay?
Do you reckon they've got a little Coca-Cola?
I don't know.
A Coca-Cola.
I don't know.
Just a Coca-Cola.
A Coca-Cola, yeah, maybe. Maybe a beer. I don't know.
What about you? I'd also like a Coca-Cola.
Okay, I'll see what they got. Coca-Cola seems to be the choice. All right, let's go in there. This place looks pretty fine. It looks okay, a little run down. It's all right. Ting, ting.
Hello there, mate.
Oh, God. Hello. How are you?
Welcome to the Last Chance Saloon.
Last Chance Saloon.
It's cool. Kind of an American name.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're true blue Aussies.
No, I can see that with the
name's
blue.
Graham.
Graham.
I run this job. I'm the publican.
Yeah, excellent. A publican.
Cool. Word of the day for you, publican.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. The ladies were just wondering if they could use your bathroom. Is that okay?
Well, yeah. I think no one's using the bucket. Oi, Tony.
Yeah, mate?
You done with the bucket?
1 second. Yeah, hold on. Here you go, mate. Yeah, here you go, Sheila's. How you doing? Good,
all right, girls. Yeah. With this, what you do is you just go out the back, maybe tip it out, and then it's all yours. Oh, I don't think I really want this.
Yeah, we could maybe you can hold it. Hey, we just wondered if we could have a beverage or something. You know, is that okay?
Yeah, right, mate. What kind of beverages are you looking for?
Maybe like a coffee. I'm pretty tired.
You want a coffee, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got beer.
Did you ask him, honey, about the
Oh yeah, sorry.
Coca-Cola.
Hey, any chance you have any coffee?
What?
Any, do you have any Coca-Cola back there?
Coca-Cola?
Yeah, yeah.
What's a Coca-Cola?
All right, I know what Coca-Cola is, mate. What are you talking about? You're representing Australia at this moment, right? Take this seriously. All right? Come on, man. We know what Coca-Cola is. It's been in Australia since forever, right? Come on. All right, we'll go back, all right? Are you ready for this? Here we go. That's the Coca-Cola would be great. Tasty Coca-Cola. Have you heard of this?
Hey, get you mean Coke? Yeah. Oh, we don't call it Coca-Cola.
Oh, what do you call it? Coke.
Coke. It's
like,
Coke.
Like the drug.
No.
What?
It's called Coke.
Oh, okay.
The drug is, you mean cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want that.
Yeah, we have Coke.
Well, I guess I'll take a couple of grams for the road then.
No, it comes in cans.
What?
Look, here you go.
Oh, that's Coke. What you want, girls. That's what you want. They got Coke. All right, yeah. we'll take a couple of those for the road
so
as well.
A couple of Cokes.
Yeah, yeah.
And are you finished with a piss bucket?
No, I never used it. I would just make it very clear. I don't want anything to do with that.
Where are you from anyway?
I'm Australian, mate. Come on, dude. Cowabunga. Like every Australian says.
Hey. What's all this bloody talk going on over here?
Hey, what's your problem?
Well, now you've done it. You've upset Bill.
Hey.
And Bill's not a very nice guy.
Hey. I'm bloody lovely. I'm bloody lovely. Hey, not as lovely as those two girls with you, mate.
Oh, I don't know if you're flirting with us or...
Oh, mate, I'm flirting up a storm.
Have you got any Coca-Cola?
Joey, get over here.
Hey, ladies. How you doing?
That's just Joey.
I don't like this guy.
He kind of came here and he's a bit of a blow-in from the States.
Hey, how you doing?
He says that a lot. It's all he really says.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, ladies. How you doing?
There you go. He loves it. Anyway, guys, we don't really serve your kind around here. We kind of want you to get lost.
Yeah, I was kind of feeling that, to be honest with you. Yeah. Some quirky characters, but in the outback, you always have them, you know. Yeah.
Nah, so where are you guys heading?
Wolf Creek Crater.
Oh, you're going to the Wolf Creek Crater?
Yeah.
We just call it Wolf Creek.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
cool. Yeah. You Australians always shorten everything, don't we? Us fellow Australians. Hey, how you doing? I really thought the one without the tooth... And the blue singlet with the menacing look and the kind of fear of rape was going to be the one that I'd be scared of. But I'm more scared of that Joey guy over there.
Oh, you don't have to worry about Rapey Tim.
Oh, no.
Rapey Tim's lovely. Oi, Rapey Tim, come over here.
Yeah, all right, guys, here we go over here. Yeah, you go, ladies. Hello.
See what I tell
you? Yeah, no, you guys are all right.
What did they call you? I just got a question.
Yeah.
It's not about Coca-Cola.
Oh, that's great to hear. I can overhear this Coca-Cola nonsense going on all day.
Why do they call you Rapey Tim?
Oh, mate, I'll tell you why.
It's because it's ironic.
Yeah, because it's like, who's the last person that would ever do it? Me. Timmy. Hey, I just want to make sure you guys got plenty of water as you're heading out there. It's a long drive. You guys got plenty of water?
Oh, we got a little bit of water.
Yeah, right. We're going to get going now and hit the road. So it's perfectly safe out there. Everything's going to go fine.
Oh, mate, totally.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, Wolf Creek, lovely place.
Oh, fantastic.
You guys have a great time. Plenty of, take as much fuel as you want. We'll look after you.
Oh, thank you so much. Girls, let's get going.
Yeah, have some Coca-Colas for the road. So we're learning here.
Yeah, we're learning. We're all learning so much. All right, cool. Bye.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.
Have a fair dinkum. Good time.
Didn't understand the bloody word. That scene is intense in the real movie.
It's very tense, yeah.
Very tense.
And they drop a little hint in that scene with the blue car in the background as well.
Yeah, but you don't really... Is it?
If you were a first timer, you wouldn't have picked it up.
Oh, but you saw it because you've seen it a few times.
Because I've seen it a few times. I go, oh, there's the blue car.
Oh, that's
you see that blue car?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah. So then that blue car is what comes up when they've gone for a little walk around. They come back to the car. The car won't start. They're like, why won't the car bloody start? And then all of a sudden, Mick Taylor rocks up in his truck, the blue car, and comes in and goes, what can I do to help you out? And then it comes across. He's almost like a lovely guy, right?
Yeah, really lovely Aussie larrikin kind of bloke.
Yeah, classic. So
friendly,
maybe,
helpful.
I'm just going to stay as this role then, as Arnie, and we can meet John Jarrett's character, Mick Taylor.
All right, here we go. What the bloody hell are you guys doing out here?
Yeah, wow. Oh, I'm so relieved to see a human being. We thought you were aliens.
Oh, mate, that's a pretty funky Australian accent.
Well, you know, I'm
from... Whereabouts are you from?
I'm Broome. From Broome, actually.
You're from Broome,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah.
Oh, mate. Nothing good comes from Broome. That's all we say.
That's a hell of a bloody laugh, isn't it, ladies?
Oh, hello, Sheila's in. See you hide behind Hulk over here.
Hello, how are you? You're interesting to look at.
I'm a bit of a character.
He's right interesting, isn't he?
Yeah. I got these tattoos. I got this cool-looking flannelette shirt.
Yeah. So you're here to... What can I...
Well, you look stuck.
Yeah, we are.
What's wrong with your car?
It won't start.
What do you mean it won't start?
Something, I don't know. Could you...
Mate, you just crack that bonnet. I'll get in there and I'll have a look.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you so much. There you go.
Well, let's have a look. What are you guys doing out in here anyway? You're looking at Wolf Creek, are you?
Yeah.
That's what we call it, Wolf Creek. Most people call it Wolf Creek Crater.
Yeah, that's what I've been calling it. Yeah.
Have you been in there?
Little bits. We're walking around and it got dark.
Sorry to cut you off. I know you're in the middle of a story.
No, mate, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, so your Johnson rod is pretty cooked.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah,
yes.
And this crank valve, it's not doing that cranking anymore.
No, I could feel the lack of crank, yes.
And so your flux capacitor, that's cactus.
No, not the flux capacitor.
I think he's lying.
I don't think that's a real thing. I don't think that's...
So what was that, girls? What do you say?
No, we're just talking about how tired we are.
You're tired?
Yeah.
Hey,
a little bit tired.
How's about this for an idea? So, you're cooked. You're not going anywhere.
Okay, what do you propose we do then?
This is what we do. I'll tow you guys back. I've got a little joint just around the corner.
You're just down south, I imagine?
You're south. Well, it's kind of south.
Yeah.
Everything's south in a way if you keep going north to a bit.
Yeah, does that check out, girls? I don't know. Is that check?
Yeah, that checks out. Absolutely, I believe that. We're just south of London right now, aren't we?
Well, yeah, you are.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So what we'll do, right, is I'll tow you back.
Yep.
I'll set up a campfire.
Yeah.
Get some sleeping bags.
Okay.
And we'll fix that car and get you off right in the morning.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, get you back
before
to
we
Wolf
go
Creek.
Anywhere with you, complete stranger, just worth noting that our families don't know where we are. We have no phone reception.
Yeah, great.
We're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
No one knows we're here.
Yeah.
And we basically, everything we own is with us right now.
Oh, everything you own.
And if I went missing, no one would even care. The girls went missing, people over another country would probably care.
Do you have money?
Oh, plenty. Yeah, okay. It's all in the back,
Right.
Yeah, with all our other belongings. Yeah.
Works for me.
Cool. All right, well, let's go then.
Let's rock and roll. You hop in the car, I'll tell you, and we'll be great.
Oh, this sounds fantastic. Here we go. Let's go. Bye. Well, that laugh suddenly put me at ease.
Something that's funny about that scene as well.
Yeah.
I'm about to bust out a fact for you.
Here we go.
Because you know I love a good fact.
I love a fact.
So when they were filming, they sent like a skeleton crew to Wolf Creek Crater to do a bit of filming. Because they didn't actually have the cast there.
Okay.
And they stayed overnight in a van. And when they were there, an eerie coincidence happened where a stranger did rock up in a beat up kind of ute and be like, hey, what are you guys doing out here?
Yeah.
And they got so freaked out they left.
That's fair.
I would
That's
too.
That's fair.
It's very creepy.
Similar thing happened actually, James Cameron. He was scouting for the Titanic and then an iceberg rocked up. And he was literally like, it's a bit coincidence, I'm out here. You gotta watch out for those moments. Look, let's do the bit where Mick Taylor is torturing this poor girl. There's a dead body next to her to paint the scene, missing a head. There's tools everywhere. There's blood everywhere. Mm. He's just completely changed now. He's gone from this lovable kind of guy to they're woken up. One of them's tying up. The other one's getting tortured on a thing. The
it's
guy's
full
getting
on.
Up. It is like from 0 to 100.
Don't watch it with kids.
No, God, no. So let's do that. And you know what? Do we keep you as Mick Taylor?
Do you want me to stay as Mick Taylor and I'm torturing you?
Yeah, sure.
Arnie.
Yeah, sure. I'll be the chick as Arnie. How's that work? Anyway, let's just be Arnie getting tortured by Mick Taylor.
All right, mate. I'm glad to see you've regained consciousness.
No, what's happening? Where am I?
Mate,
oh my God.
It doesn't matter where you are. It's about where you're going. It's not about the journey. It's the destination.
I would love to get to a destination. Hey, what's wrong with you? You were so cool before, and now you're all weird. And you're
turns out I'm a psycho, mate.
Oh, no.
I actually like doing this kind of shit.
If only there was some kind of evidence before we came, like some kind of sign not to trust you.
Mate,
I am pretty squeaky clean on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
No one can read me, especially when I drive into this abandoned mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Crap everywhere.
Why am I, is there
and
blood?
Photos whose of blood other tourists.
This? Whose blood is this on me? Oh, it's my blood from my head.
Yeah, no, I knocked you on the head with the other end of my Bowie knife.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You know what I do with this knife?
What do you do?
I stick pigs with them.
Okay.
I
just
them.
Pigs, I hope.
Well, you know what cops are?
Fine contributing members of society.
We also call them pigs.
Oh, no.
I've stuck a couple of pigs.
Don't like this at all.
Yeah.
But you haven't killed any, like, beautiful women like me.
That's right.
Surprise. I'm a beautiful Sheila.
No, I've never killed a British woman like you before.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can hear it in the accent. All right, so can I? Is there anything I could do to change your mind? Where's my friends as well?
Are you talking about Liz?
Yeah, yeah.
I got her locked up in the shed, mate.
Oh, no.
She's sitting next to the victim mower.
The what?
The victim mower.
What the victim mower?
It's a mower.
Oh.
When you mow the lawn. It's a brand.
I thought it was a victim called Noah.
You're talking about Noah, my victim.
Yeah, yeah, where's he?
He's hanging on the wall there. That's what he said. That's a great impression, mate.
Oh, no.
Mate, if you weren't here and I'm about to kill you, you should have gone in comedy, not impressions.
Oh.
I find that shit real funny.
I'm really doing an impression right now of not being scared.
All right. Now, you touched my truck, didn't you?
Oh, just a little bit.
I don't like that. That's my truck.
I was just adjusting the mirror and
my
seat.
Father gave me that truck.
Oh, he sounds like a lovely man.
He hit me.
Oh, God, I knew this was going to happen.
I'm going to hit you.
No.
This is for messing with my fucking truck!
Actually, we might cut that. That would be intense.
We're keeping it now. Anyway, you'll learn.
You really hit me there really hard. Right in the nose. I guess we'll call it even then, and I'll be on my way.
We're only getting started,
man. Why are you a serial killer, man? Hey, maybe we can make a deal.
All right, I'm listening. I'm a bit of a businessman myself.
I can see that from all the crap you've got around here.
All right, mate, what you got to offer me?
So, my sister?
Yeah.
Who you got locked up?
Oh, yeah, the Sheila in the shed with the victim mower.
Victor mower.
Yeah, not the victim Noah. The victim.
I forgot he was there. Surprised myself again. Okay, so you will let us go. Have you got my other friend?
Oh,
the male that was with us, the man?
Oh, he's hanging out with the dogs.
Is he in just chilling with the dogs, or is he like hanging
out
from
a metal?
No, I
got him chained up.
Oh.
I put some nails through his hands.
No.
He's just hanging up there on the wall.
Well, it sounds like he's not going anywhere, so why not you keep him, and me and my sister go. We can go maybe in the car that you fix for us. Remember how you were going to fix the car?
Oh, that thing?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I burnt that.
Oh,
I torched that thing to hell.
Okay, well, maybe we could borrow one of your trucks or cars or...
Well, yeah, but you know what you did last time on my truck? Look at it. It's got a hole in the window.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, all right.
This is what you get for messing with my fucking truck. Sorry, it's just kind of like a reflex.
Yeah, no, I can notice that. You punched me in the booby. It was not a nice place to be punched. Okay, new plan. Because I feel like this is getting pretty grim pretty quick. What about you keep him? I get my sister.
Yeah.
We walk out of here and we just don't talk about this. It's just like whatever. You know, people go, hey, did you see the crazy guy by Wolf Creek Way? And I go, no idea what you're talking about. And it's like crazy. What are you talking about? Weird.
But first you got to hear me tell a story.
All right. Works on me. Well, let me get comfortable. Nope, can't. I'm chained to a bloody thing. Okay.
Yeah, no, you're not getting comfy, mate.
Yeah, okay.
You want a snack?
Well, at least let me stretch my arm.
I got a tin of fingers here if you want to nibble.
Oh, God. Damn it. I thought you meant like fingers of chocolate or something, you know? Like people.
Oh, you don't like fingers?
No.
Well, I got toes.
No, that's disgusting.
All right.
Why do you have that?
I just like a keepsake.
Okay, well, we're at what's your story?
Yeah, so, you know. I'm a bit of a Vietnam War vet.
Oh, boring. Oh, sorry, go on.
Oh, you don't respect vets.
No, I love
no,
people.
No, tell me.
I'm not even going to tiptoe around this topic. Sure could do with my sister rescue me around now.
What the bloody hell's going on in there?
Whoa, wait. What, is,
what the
hell is
you get, in the window going
why had
on
you
there?
Strapped to the victim hour?
Hey, I'm holding a gun right now, and I'm a girl, and most of the times when we hold guns, people don't think we're not going to know what to do with it, but guess what?
Shoot you in the neck. Bang!
Ah, you got my neck.
Rescue me, sister. Please rescue me, sister. Oh, God. Get me out of here. He's laying down. Hit him with something.
No, don't hit me with that.
Hit him with that.
Oh,
thank you for rescuing me. I'm so sorry and tired. We need to get out of here, sister.
We need to get out of here really quickly.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Oh, okay. So, well, the car's busted because you messed with his truck.
Yeah.
So what we could do is we'll drive the Victor mower.
I don't know what that is, but let's go. Come on.
And so the whole scene, like they escape, and then like at one point she goes back, dealt with, blah, 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 blah. Fast forward.
Yeah.
The girl is out. One of the girls is out. And she's on the side of the road, makes that iconic Wolf Creek poster image. She's screaming.
Covered in blood.
The guy pulls up. You're right there, mate. You're right. Just normal guy. Seems innocent enough. And he is. So he goes, are you okay? Oh, my God, get in the car. Get in the car, mate. You get in the car. Oh, thank you so much. And then out of nowhere, Mick Taylor turns into like a sharpshooter.
Because he's been hunting boars out in the Wow Pack.
And he's like this expert shooter, shoots a hole through his flask, his little, like, you know, little coffee, and he shoots him dead.
Wouldn't you?
No. He's out of control. I like it.
That's the real Australia.
I don't know what other scene really to do to add Arnie to.
I feel like we've covered it all.
I think it's all been done. I do like the idea of, like, a real Arnie facing Mick Taylor in a fight. So maybe, I don't know, I haven't watched the TV series. Maybe it popped up in that at some scene. I don't know. But I just love the idea of
that. You want a showdown?
I want a showdown.
Okay. I'm here in the Australian wildlife, here on the commando mission, as you do. What the hell is that?
Oh, g'day, mate. You're a long way from home.
Hey, who are you?
Hey, it's Mick Taylor.
Mick Taylor.
Yeah.
There's two first names.
Doesn't matter.
I don't trust you.
Why don't you trust me, mate? I'm a friendly guy.
Well, show me that laugh again. Nope. Don't like the laugh at all.
All right, so you see through me.
Yeah.
You realize I'm a bit of a bad fella.
I see the blood in the back of your truck. You look like a bit of a murderer.
Mate, I am.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's from a couple of tourists, like yourself.
Hey, okay.
Where are you heading? Can I help?
You've really creeped me out. You've got too much into this character, Corey. I don't think we're going to get you back. Corey, are you still there?
Who's Corey?
Oh, no.
I think you still might have a split personality.
Oh, no.
Maybe I should split his head open and see what's inside.
Oh, no.
No, Corey, seriously, you still there? Oh, no! Well, I need a shower. That was Wolf Creek, and that is me never sleeping again.
Yeah.
It's the eye contact, Corey.
Sorry.
Never do that again.
Apologies.
Oh, my God.
If you'd like to engage with us, we have multiple platforms.
You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
Yeah.
Follow and like our shit on Instagram and TikTok. We can join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group and suggest movies and stupid characters.
What if you want to drive your truck?
Don't mess with my fucking truck!